In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
To WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is 5 o'clock, which means it's time that Jack goes after Ike.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
So what I have for you today is a guide to a perfect Thanksgiving through only Ike Reese drops.
Oh, wow.
So I know what made you think of this, and it happened at the end of yesterday's show.
It sure did.
Butterball.
Yeah.
Yes.
Number 5, the first key to a great Thanksgiving is you got to get a morning workout in.
It was whacking that thing. Come on, man.
Start the day off, right?
I'm all in favor of the morning workout thing.
Yeah. Yes. You got to take the edge off before you see the family.
The fourth key to a perfect Thanksgiving using only Ike Reese drops is you gotta get the turkey prepared. You are a butterball. Now, you're a fried turkey's man?
I am a fried turkey's man.
Are you ever scared that it's gonna, like, explode?
Every time.
Oh, really? Okay, all right. My uncle does it.
Yes, every time.
And it's he does it like it's out on the porch, mm-hmm. the fryer, mm-hmm. and I'm just thinking, I don't want to die like this. It's going to explode, and I'm going to die.
I will say this. It forces me to be completely focused.
Right,
when
right,
I'm
right.
doing it.
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead.
This might be a dumb question.
No, go ahead.
What do you fry it in?
Peanut oil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
or do you mean like what contraption?
No, I know.
Is
yeah, yeah, yeah. I should know. Like, it's not yeah. like water, obviously.
No.
Good call, Jack. That would be boiling. You can't fry
what
something.
What's wrong with him, man?
Want to make sure we're on the same page.
That's peanut oil.
Okay.
That's what Chick-fil-A uses. Peanut
oh, yeah?
oil. Yes. Yeah. I remember it because at the Granite Run Mall, there was a Chick-fil-A there, and all the teenagers would work at the Chick-fil-A. And they would hand out samples in the little thing, the Chick-fil-A samples. They would always say, boneless, skinless, fried in peanut oil every single time.
Nice. Turkey
they say, I suppose, is that healthier?
I don't know. It was 30 years ago.
I'm sure it's changed since. Yeah. I'm sure it's changed
since. I don't know.
They do suggest you use peanut oil, though.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I've never had a fried turkey one of these years.
Dude, I'm telling you. once you have a fried turkey, you're not going back. Yeah, I didn't know how to phrase what I wanted to say.
No, I know.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I trust you with nothing, man.
Third. Yeah. Number 3 on a guide to a perfect Thanksgiving through only Ike Reese drops is you put some parlays together that you watch with family.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
But then you watch them all lose around family.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
There's a tough situation because obviously – a lot of people at Thanksgiving got money on the games. But you also can't create a scene.
No.
You can't create a scene.
Now, I do think...
You guys can't take one day off?
What?
Are you kidding me?
All right.
not on that one.
That's our excuse to not pay attention to that everybody else that's at the house.
Exactly right.
We got bets to watch.
Well, and plus, then you can start making family bets. You know what I mean? Where you start bringing everyone else in so the cousins get involved.
I don't know what he's doing.
Little community bet? Come on, man. Imagine the electricity if y'all are on the same bet and then y'all hit at the same time. That's an exciting moment.
Well.
That's like in college. We did that for the Super Bowl. for the Patriots Seahawks one. Mm-hmm. We were all on the Pats.
You weren't still in college for the Patriots Seahawks game?
Yeah, 2014.
Well, you weren't betting legally.
So. Oh no.
Okay,
but. Yeah, we had people.
Oh, really?
Between you and you trying to steal Netflix, and now you was gambling.
Yeah, and we're burning Christmas trees.
Burning Christmas trees illegally.
Regular rebel. Yeah.
Betting with Jewish mobsters, were you?
Yeah.
Well, we learned a lot on today's show.
Yeah, we sure did.
The second guy to a perfect Thanksgiving through only Ike Restrops is, you know what's going to happen? Because it's the election just happened. And to divert attention back to the Eagles...
And it's intercepted by Ike Reese.
You gotta intercept that conversation.
There you go. Whenever, that's a good one.
Whenever anyone starts bringing a little politics in, hey.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Hey, yeah. Birds are 9-2.
Yeah.
And it's intercepted by Ike Reese.
There you go. So, yeah, when the conversation starts to head down the wrong path.
Right.
There's Ike. The office linebacker. Just think, what would Ike do?
Can I tell you that my problem is going to be, I don't want to talk politics with anybody, but I also...
You don't want to talk Eagles.
I don't want to talk about sports with anybody.
Eagles or Sixers.
Yeah. Especially the Sixers.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about sports. So I think my politics reaction will become my sports reaction. So when somebody talks politics with me, and normally when somebody talks politics with you, they assume that you agree with them on everything. So when somebody talks politics with me, I go, yeah. And then I just move on. So I think that's what I'll do with sports too. They'll just be like, "Bah, the Sixers suck." I'm like, "Yeah,
yeah,
that's crazy, right?" Yeah. Why don't you start agreeing with them? Yeah, trade Embiid, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I can't.
No, I know you can't.
Yeah,
I know you can.
We do not talk politics in the house with guests.
Yeah, well, that's the right way to do it.
It's 100% the right way.
Yeah.
But finally, number one, a guide to a perfect Thanksgiving through only like Reese Drops is you got to make sure you have the nice unwind after dinner.
That was wrong. Dude, he had kept it pretty harmless up until that point.
Right. He couldn't help himself.
No, he couldn't.
Couldn't help himself.
Now, we did get a submission. I was trying to figure out a way to work this in, but last night someone on Twitter.
Yeah, this was a good one.
Yeah, I know. They found an Ike Reese highlight for us.
What?
Here it is.
Oh. Tiger.
Roar.
Ike Reese in the crease. Are you
like
kidding
that.
Me?
I
that
like
sounds
that.
Like Ike's hockey segment. We might need to admit,
I know, right?
Yeah, after Flyers and 50 with Broads, then it's Ike Reese in the crease for 50 more seconds.
I like
maybe.
That. In the crease with Ike Reese, or was it Ike Reese in the crease?
Ike Reese in the crease.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah.
He's a tiger.
I like it.
Roar.
Good highlight clips. Shout out to all about the Birds.
Oh,
is that who it was that found it?
Yeah, those highlights. Nice hit on Dion in that game.
You lit up Dion and whoever that guy was.
BJ Sams.
Yeah.
So let me just say this to all about the Birds. When you tweet those videos out, listen, I don't mind you tagging me in or whatever. Don't be tagging Coach Deion Sanders in the video.
Is that who they tag?
Yes, they tag Coach Prime, man. Like,
wow, looking for interaction.
Yeah, well, yeah, that, I don't need to be a part of that, though, is my point. That's the point I make. By the way, Deion follows me.
Oh, really?
Yes, Coach Prime follows me on Twitter.
Wow.
He does. Yeah, one of these days, Spike, I got to go through my list of top celebrities that actually follow your boy.
Mike Trout, Jerry Rice.
Well,
he remembers.
Yeah.
When Coach Prime gets the Cowboys job, that's when you got to slide into those
really
DMs.
Yes.
Get him on the show.
Ah, I see
when,
what you're saying.
When he becomes Cowboys coach.
I don't think he knows me. I don't know
you
why
don't
he's
think
following
so?
Me.
Well, he must remember you.
Wouldn't
well,
you?
How many?
Well,
how many
you started. Yeah, you start the DM by saying, "Hey, remember this." And then you send the video of you lighting them up.
Yes, that'll start it off the right way.
Well, no. Got him when he was in Washington, too.
There you go.
Sounds like you're putting a challenge
out there.
Dude,
that must feel awesome to level Deion Sanders. It must.
Well, yeah, it does. It does.
He was...
It's something to brag to the kids because my sons, they love Deion Sanders. They love what he's doing in Colorado, the whole Coach Prime thing. And I'm like, yeah, yo, old man. I put two licks on Dion.
Well,
put a couple licks on Dion.
I think people know Dion as being famous. Most people who are mm-hmm. younger,
yeah,
they didn't get to watch him when he was in
Ooh,
his prime.
Lord,
he was one of the best football players I've ever seen.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he was
different.
Electric.
Yes, sir.
Electric. He was. He was unbelievable. So
no, Dion was, man. Dion's one of the best athletes I've ever seen, period.
Yeah, and was a good baseball player as
yes.
well. You remember when he poured the water over Tim McCarver?
Oh, yeah.
When they won mm-hmm. the World Series, I think, or won the National League. I can't remember.
Yeah,
it was
when they...
I think it was the World.
Was it the World Series or the National League?
I don't remember.
But I do remember exactly what you're talking about.
He didn't like Tim McCarver at all. So
you know what? It was the National League thing because it was after they beat Pittsburgh.
Okay, yeah, then that's what it would have been.
Yes, it was.
So this hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale, 40% off any door or any window. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com, 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom is back. You're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike, Ike, and I said hi to Jack already.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Well, a couple things. About the show. Boy, the show's been a pretty emotional show today.
yes, that's a good way to put it.
First, I have to say that how I appreciate WIP. I bought my route in 1998, and, you know, WIP was, I started out, Spike, before Big Daddy, there was a man and woman that were on.
Rod and the Lady Ray. Yeah, I remember them. Yes.
Lakin?
Yeah, I mean... You know, so I've been through a lot of different folks on the show, but, you know, I tremendously appreciate WIP.
Oh, I appreciate that. We appreciate you, Tasty Cake.
Thank you, Tasty Cake.
Second thing, Spike and Jack, I want to tell you something about, because you're talking about dads, I want to tell you something about the guy that you work with. So in 2008, my father was very, very ill, and it was the first week of September, and, you know, I was running my route and going directly to the hospital, and it got to be Tuesday, and I was going to watch the Eagles game with my dad, so I gave my Eagles tickets away. And then Thursday, my dad passed away. And so now I gave my ticket away, so I can't go to the game with my friends. Can't watch the game with my dad, so I'm going to watch the game at home by myself 3 days after my dad died. But Ike and Anthony, I don't know if you remember this, Ike, but I'll never forget it. Ike and Anthony invited me to watch the game with him, them, and instead of being alone, I watched the game sitting right next to him. And I've got to tell you, everybody listening, you want to have an event. Watch an Eagles game next night, Greece. I don't know if you remember that, Ike.
I do remember it.
And, that's very kind of you guys.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what? I don't think I've watched a game next to Ike.
We may not have watched a game.
A football game. Yeah,
yes.
Baseball, yes.
But... Yeah, I'm a little more reserved with the baseball team.
Yeah.
And Tasty Cake got me. Listen, I was still fresh out of just not playing anymore. I was only a year or two retired.
Oh, so you were
football was still in me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you remember this part, Ike, but this is not. So some Yahoo Spike starts yelling at the TV, ripping Andy, and Ike goes, "They're going to score a touchdown 3 plays later." And I don't know, remember, Ike? They gosh darn did. Boom. 7-0.
I don't remember that, but yes, I do remember watching the game with you, though.
Yep. So that was a great, great memory for me since we were talking about dads.
And, oh, thank you, brother.
Thank you. I'll never forget that, Ike. And then the other thing, they ain't losing this game Sunday. They're running the table. 15-2.
Oof.
All the way. When it's all said and done, they're going to bounce those 85 Bears right out of the annals of football. This team's going to be epically a team to remember.
Wow.
They're going to beat great teams. They're going to beat the Detroit Lions in the NFC Championship game. Another pretty great team, right, Spike? And then they're going to beat the Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl. Another pretty great team. So I think this team at 15-2 and Super Bowl champions is going to be remembered epically.
It'll be remembered epically because if the Bills lose another Super Bowl, the entire city is going to jump off a bridge. So that would be bad.
Be over there in Niagara Falls.
Yeah, dude, Tasty Cake, if we run the table and win the Super Bowl, there's going to be, I mean, it's going to be, that. It'll be an intense time around here, I'll tell you that.
But Spike, don't they just get better every week?
They have. They have.
Same as we do, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we forget that the Jacksonville game was a weird one.
Yeah.
You know,
that wasn't like a flawless win.
No. That was a fight about Nick game. Yep. You know, that's the last time.
That's right.
We had
that was a fight about Nick game.
That was the last time we had a fight about Nick game. But you're right, Tasty Cake, that the defense has gotten more and more solid. And I think as the offense has leaned into this identity and they know what they're doing. And by the way, that's sort of, I think it speaks to, I remember Elliot making fun of us for talking about the offense having an identity. It doesn't need one.
Right.
But I think it does.
Of course it does.
I think if the players know what their goal is, it makes it... I would say, man, if you need directions to a place, you need the address, right? You need the place where you're finishing. And I think them having an idea of what the offense is supposed to do helps them mentally prepare for what they're going to do that day. And the way the offensive line is playing, it's really unreal. Baldy said it was the most dominant offensive line he's seen.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, a couple of us saw that coming over the summer. Not Elliot, but some of the rest of them. But Spike, that's the thing is, and please don't think I'm taking anything away from Saquon, who is unbelievable. But Spike, they're opening in 4-lane. I could fit my Tasty Cake truck through those holes that they're opening up.
Oh, absolutely,
no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't. I don't think it takes anything away from Saquon. We even said it to Jordan when Jordan Mailata when he was on the show yesterday. We all know that. We can see it. And if you can. Saquon knows it too.
Yeah.
Trust me, there will be nice Rolexes for those guys after this year.
Yeah.
I think just for me as a layperson who just watches football like everybody else, if I can see it, I can see the holes that they're opening up and the way that they're muscling people, it must be pretty extreme because that's something that I think normally doesn't hit the naked eye the way that they are right now. Mm-hmm. So, all right, Tasty Cake, give us a movie you cried during. Buddy.
Well, especially over the last 2 days, Marley and Me was.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah, yeah the whole dog.
Know,
yeah.
What you were saying earlier about you think about what makes you cry is you think about you're driving and you think about.
My dog.
Your dog is getting older.
Yeah.
And. Yeah, I can relate like you can't believe to that.
I bet. And sorry again about your pup there, Tasty Cake.
But have a happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And then Monday when you guys come on, the Eagles are going to be 10-2.
That's what I'm talking about. Another victory.
All right. Thanks, Tasty Cake.
All right.
And Jack.
You've heard me talk about my friends from Scott Honda in Westchester, where I bought my first car and my current Honda. Well, I recently test drove Honda's first all-electric SUV, the Honda Prologue, and I was blown away. The Prologue is sleek, yet sporty, and packed with technology. It also is very, very spacious for adventures and growing families like I have. So, celebrate happy Honda days at Scott Honda of Westchester, and now Scott Honda of Vineland, and make sure you test out the new Prologue. And when you do, make sure you ask about the unbelievable deals on the Prologue right now. Trust me, some great, great deals on the Prologue. Visit ScottAutoGroup.com. That's ScottAutoGroup.com and tell them Fritz sent you.
All right, 215-592-9494. Big Aaron in West Philly. Big A, how we feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling okay. You know what? I'm going to have to disagree with Baldy for a little second.
Oh, boy.
Man, Emmett was running through holes, man, that my grandmother could have ran through in the 90s, man. He wasn't getting touched. Like 7 years, and then they won like 3 Super Bowls. So I can't, and I don't like Dallas, but I got to give credit where credit is due. That offensive line was crazy, bro.
Yeah, I mean, but Emmett had a huge workload at that time, you know. And Saquon's The whole is that Saquon's great, and he's definitely more explosive than Emmitt.
Not like he has to do what Barry Sanders had to do, which is create every hole.
Right. Yeah. I think there is a similarity between the way they were used.
Yes, it is. I believe it's a similarity, but I can't say that they're the best. That's all I'm saying, right?
An offensive line standpoint.
Let him do it a little more. Just keep on doing a little more. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So who in the hell wants to lose this game? Who set this up?
Not Spike. I haven't said any. I don't want to lose it. I just think it might be good for the team to get a loss.
For the greater good. For the greater good, Big A.
Mix a loss in.
What's the greater? How about they lose and they go on a losing streak for the greater good?
Well, that's not what I want for the greater good. I want one loss for the greater good.
Remember they won last year and then they lost all these damn games? I don't want them to lose nothing except if they clinch. Then you start losing games and sitting players. Come on, man. What is wrong with
Talk to him, Big A. Talk to him.
I don't believe Spike, you'll do and you'll talk about anything, bro. Don't get your hair washed. Don't dance. You know what I mean? I don't know. Man, I don't know how you do it, Ike.
Yeah, many people say that.
I thought it was a pretty good idea.
Yeah. You know, we have the meeting. Sometimes Ike will say, nah, I don't think that works. And then when I was like, yeah, I think it might be good for them to lose this game, Ike was like, okay, we can roll with that. So now maybe he was just setting me up. You never know. So, look.
Okay, I don't know if anybody said this movie, man, but this movie's a classic. Especially to the brothers and sisters out here, man. Cooley High. The Coochies died.
Ooh, yeah. You guys are familiar
with Cooley High? I never saw Cooley High.
Oh, yeah. Cooley High's a good movie.
About everybody cried at the movies, man. And then they start singing the song. You know the song, Ike.
Yep.
The song, man.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
To yesterday.
Yesterday,
oh,
yes, sir.
God, bro. Then you cried again when they were singing it. It was just a bunch of just crying everywhere in that movie.
That's a 70s. Classic, it's a 70s movie. 70s classic movie.
Okay, yeah, I never saw that.
Yeah. Couple high school kids. Yeah.
No, Spike, you saw it before?
No, I never saw Cooley High.
Pull it up, man. That's something I want you to watch.
All right, I'll watch it.
Yep.
I'll watch it.
All right. You know what I mean? I know Jack won't watch it. Nothing.
Nah, he's definitely not watching it.
I don't know what Jack watches. Old Phillies reruns.
It's precisely what he watches.
That's exactly what he watches.
Old Phillies reruns while looking at Twitter. That is Jack's favorite movie. So,
y'all have a happy Thanksgiving, man.
You too,
Big
A.
Take
it easy.
Yep.
All right. Well, we have a power pack next bit of the show.
Mm-hmm.
We have to give our picks because we're not going to be here on Friday, so our NFL picks for the weekend.
Yep.
Buzz will be here for an afternoon show fantasy football update. We have Herb hanging
Me forget.
Yeah.
I got a gripe.
With?
Buzz.
Oh, great. I'm sure you won't forget.
It's about time.
And then TK is going to sing Creed with us.
And by himself.
By himself.
Yep. By himself.
No, not by himself.
Don't scare
him. Maybe by himself, but not by himself.
I like singing it.
And then Buzz will not be singing Creed.
Not even allowed.
Did you tell him he's out on a Creed? He ruins it for everybody.
For everyone.
Yeah, he ruins everybody's vibe. So all that's next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Fall is in the air, backyard football games, and leaves are on the ground. Tackle your fall game day menu this Eagle season with the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles from Dietz & Watson. Fire up that grill at the tailgate or in the backyard with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages from Dietz & Watson. Now, sandwiches are always a winning combo with freshly sliced meats and artisan cheeses from Dietz & Watson. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find the local retailer near you or seasonal grilling ideas. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.